Welcome back to Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group. I'm your host, Dion Clisso, joined as always by the coach, Harold Wamsgans, and a program like this wouldn't be possible without a great partner like the University of Kansas Health System. Sports Medicine and Performance Center at the University of Kansas Health System treats any sports injury to any member of your team. Whether it's your back, knee, hip, shoulder, or a concussion, see the same experts who care for the Royals and Chiefs. Learn more at sportsmedicine.kansashealthsystem.com. Let's go ahead and get back into the football and bring in Blue Valley North coach Andy Sims. And coach, we toyed with the idea of just running your interview from last year before you played Derby and saving some time this week. But we figured we'd go ahead and check in and see how you guys are feeling as you get a repeat of last year's state championship game, which you won. This year you've got Derby again, coming off a great, wild, crazy semifinal win. Are you having a little bit of deja vu?
A little bit, but that's only because it's our opponent that we're playing next. It definitely hasn't been because of the journey to get to this one, that's for sure.
Coach, not looking at personnel and players, how are either one of you different from what you were in 2017, offensively, defensively, et cetera?
Well, I think both teams are a lot different. You know, we lost 35 seniors from last year's team, and that was a group of guys that started with me from day one, my first time here, and you know, they were bound and determined to do whatever I asked to win a state championship and whatever they could do. And when you have that many seniors on a team, you're not playing every single kid. And so there's a lot of those seniors that are helping out on the scout team that are doing whatever they can to help out. And they're still lifting, they're still running, they're still doing everything you require them to do. And then when you lose all those guys, you know, that's a lot of locker room that you lose as well. You know, it's not just a, you know, right tackle or a left corner or things like that. I mean, that's the guy in jersey number, 33. You know, that's the guy over there in the locker bay that's been there for four straight years. And so that was tough on us at the beginning of this year, you know, losing all those players and, you know, really only returning three starters from last year's team. And that's a big reason why we got off to an 0-3 start at the beginning of this season. And we've been just ravaged by injuries, you know, this year. And so it's seems like every time we get a guy in a spot or get him comfortable, you know, he comes up with a major injury, you know, no fault of his own. That's just sometimes you have those years. You're going to have, you know, a lot of injuries, a lot of key players, and you have to find some way to overcome those because nobody's going to have any sympathy for you, that's for sure. And so I couldn't be more proud of these guys. This group and this group of seniors this year put their own stamp on this program, and win, lose, or draw on Saturday, I just couldn't be more proud of them.
Well, tell me this. You know, Friday night was just a back-and-forth game, and I think a lot of people kind of felt like that's what it was going to be. But late, your defense made some good stops. And sometimes it's tough to get stops defensively when you've been, you know, up and down the field, especially against a team like Olathe North. What did you see out of your defense, especially in the fourth quarter, that enabled them to kind of come up big when they needed to?
I just didn't see any quit on them. You know, we didn't do them any favors either offensively with some of our coaching decisions that we made. And I say that because I'm the guy in charge of the offense. The defensive guys never quit. You know, they kept their motors up. They kept their energy up. And that's tough to do when you're taking that many snaps defensively and you got your back against the wall. And, you know, credit to Olathe North, you know, the quarterback and the running back, Bruce and Sanchez, are just fantastic players, and they weren't going to be denied. And they have a group of seniors over there on that side of the field that they didn't want to come off that field with a loss either. And they did everything they could to win that football game. And it was a high-scoring game, high-energy game, and I tell you what, we're lucky to come out on top.
Coach, what concerns you about Derby's pass rush and Derby's defense of the pass in the secondary?
They have some of the biggest guys, you know, on their roster. Their offensive lines are huge. You know, they're averaging over, you know, 275, 280 pounds, and just big old guys out there, and they're relentless. And I think they've given up all season. Their defense has given up an average of about 7.8 points. And so, you know, nobody's really scoring 10 points a game on them. They've given up 13 one game. They've given up 21 the other game. That's the most anybody scored against them. I mean, you don't play that great of defense unless you have an unbelievable defensive line. Offensively, they can score with anybody. You know, they're very similar to Olathe North in that regard with the run game, but they can also throw the ball as well when they need to. And it's not because they can't throw; it's just, you know, why throw when the run game's working so well. But then again, that offensive line is the reason why they're so effective in the run game. So when you, as we've known for years and years, it doesn't matter what level you play at. You know, when you have great offensive defense lines, you're going to have a great football team, and that's why they're undefeated.
Well, as you head into this game, does it feel like it may take like it did last year, whoever has the ball last kind of situation?
Yeah, without a doubt. There's this game. I'd be surprised if it's, you know, won or lost, you know, in the first quarter or first half. Sometimes you have football games where it is like that. You know, we're hoping to keep it close the entire way through and then, you know, try to win the game in the fourth quarter like we've been able to do in years past. And I don't see this year being any different. It's going to be a barn burner.
Coach, talk to us for just a minute about your receiver group and that entire package of people and what they bring to the table.
They're phenomenal. You know, I think everybody knows we have a fantastic quarterback, but, you know, one man doesn't make a team. And our receivers this year have done a fantastic job. You know, you probably want to start with Cameron Burke. He's had one heck of a senior year. Has just set the Kansas all-time in the history of Kansas, their single-season passing leader, receiving leader, with a little over 1,700 yards and 20 touchdowns. Next guy up is also our running back. He's darn near averaging 800 yards rushing and 800 yards receiving, so we use that running back a lot in the pass game around here. And we have another receiver, Eric Roberts, who has 800-plus yards as well. And then we have another receiver, Sean Hendershot. He's over 500 yards receiving right now. And so it was pretty neat to see on Friday night's game. We had, you know, four receivers over 100 yards, which is that's what this offense is designed to do. You know, we don't want to just rely on one guy in the pass game. And we want to make sure we spread the wealth out from, you know, receiver to receiver to receiver. And, you know, a lot of teams will have one very good defensive back. Some will have two. Occasionally you'll have one that has three. But, you know, seldom will you look out there in a defensive secondary and have, you know, four, you know, fantastic defensive backs that can play man coverage. So if we're able to get a hold of somebody that way, then we can, you know, distribute the ball around, which is, and of course, we got a guy that can do that as well.
Yeah, he's not bad.
No, I think we're going to try to reclassify him for one year. So I got to break the news to Wisconsin. I'm not sure how to do that yet. But.
Yeah, you might not want to do that on Twitter. You might become the most hated man in Wisconsin if you did that.
There is no doubt.
Well, Andy, this is the time of year we really enjoy at Preps KC. We get to openly root for teams and go down to Emporia and bring home another state title.
Well, you know what? We're going to give it a shot. You know, last year I'm not sure if we enjoyed it very much last year. I think we were all kind of, you know, stepping on eggshells a little bit and chomping at the bit and all those things. That's one thing. Lucky enough, we're able to get back to it this year. So I think all the guys are real excited for the week. We're excited for another Thanksgiving Day practice. And, you know, we wouldn't ask for anything more than be able to come back with a victory by one point or more. So that's what we're going to try to do. And you know, I appreciate all the support along the way.